So this day wraps up the Christmas season. In some way, thanks be to God, we got through it alive and all that Christmas rush and those great gatherings and the wonderful gifts that were exchanged and just that great season of generosity, of light, of joy, just gives us an opportunity to stop and reflect on it and to give thanks for all those experiences, because it can be such a rush. And we can pass by so many great gifts and not reflect and give great thanks for them. And we have these wonderful decorations, which we take for granted, at least I do, and not seeing them every day and not really appreciating them. We have this great creche, which has the wise men, the magi from the east, and baby Jesus, and the sheep, and we have the star, actually. I don't know if you see that right away, but it's a star, and there's a light shining on it, and it's kind of reflecting onto the walls. And so this is a great opportunity to reflect on the great gifts that God has given us through this Christmas season and this day of the Magi, the Epiphany. This is actually a garment that I received at World Youth Day. I decided to wear it because it does have crowns on it. So there was a... and the Magi, and the experience of World Youth Day was meaningful and beautiful, and it had great symbolism and significance to the Magi. That is, upon Jesus' birth, the royalty from all around the world were gathered, and Matthew has this great, this gospel, Matthew, has this great sort of slant to it, that Matthew was a Jewish man, and he was indicating that the Messiah was Jewish, but he's not just for that place, that people, but he was for all people of all languages, of all times. And he brings that to our awareness by the Magi, coming in different culture, different language. Also, at the end of Matthew, he directs us to go forth and teach all nations and baptize them and bring that mission, bring that unconditional love of Jesus to all people, to all times. As my friend says, who's from Ireland, you know, I'm from the Holy Land. So I guess we all have a sort of a claim on that place of Jesus' birth, and especially the Irish in some ways, but the German and everyone, Filipino, everybody has some claim to that heritage, to that place of the birth of Jesus. And in a special way, the Magi do and bring that representation from all around the world. And World Youth Day did that in such a special way because there were people from literally every corner of the earth speaking their own language. And one of the things that took place was at the end of it, it culminated with this great mass with the Pope, where over 2 million young people from all around the world gathered in one place. And it was just amazing. You couldn't, of course, reach there with everyone arriving there on a bus. So everyone was streaming in from all these different entrances into this one place with this one purpose. It was like the Olympics, but everyone was rooting for the same team. You know, it was really amazing, and everyone had their chance, and it was just amazing. So that was a great reflection on how the church is so beautifully multicultural, and that's the way Jesus intended it to take place. The Magi teach us a beautiful lesson. They teach us to look beyond in so many ways. Look beyond. They were able to look beyond their own power and their own place of origin, to look beyond and to find and search for the Messiah outside of their own place. They're able to look beyond their own power and prostrate themselves to a power that was above them. And to see, that's not easy, even in our own lives. And we see that in Herod, the character, the king, not wanting to give up his power and wanting to cling to it and not being able to look beyond his circumstances or his power and see the glory of God that was so much bigger than certainly all of us. And the Magi teach us this, to look beyond. They were able to look beyond the humble circumstances of Jesus and see the newborn king on his throne in a manger. Look beyond those humble circumstances that we find ourselves. And in some way, to look beyond our material reality. And that is such a powerful gift. And we do that through prayer. And sometimes our culture is so wrapped up in everything that the only things that are real are those things that we can see, touch, taste, and feel. And we are called to somehow look beyond that and see what really matters. It's love, and we can't see that, we can't taste it. We know it, it's with us, and we can connect with that. And we can look beyond by way of prayer. And every day, I think we have to go back to that source of prayer. And that's what the Magi were able to teach us, to look towards the source and to look beyond. And there's this great story by Paul Contino, a Jesuit priest who's come to visit us. He's from India, and he's a great man, and he tells this story in one of his books. He tells a story of a young boy who loved candy, and he always wanted candy, and it got so bad that his mom told him that he cannot have any more candy. Moratorium, candy, no more. Cannot have it. And so they went to go visit the cardinal, and this was a big thing, and his mom was so proud and eager and excited and nervous, and so they brought her son with them to see the cardinal, very special. And so while he was there, at the end of their visit, the cardinal wanted to give the boy some candy, and so he had this bowl of candy, and he said, "Please, have some candy." And the boy said, "No, I mustn't have any candy," abiding by his mother's rules. And the cardinal insisted, "You must have some candy before you go." And the boy said, no, thanks. And so the cardinal took his hand and scooped up a big scoop and placed it right on the boy in his hands. And of course, on the way home, the mother was indignant. She's, "Why did you take the candy when the cardinal offered you it?" He said, "I knew that the cardinal had bigger hands than I did. And if he scooped up candy, it would be much more than I could have taken with just my small hands." Very smart. And that's what our God is like. When we're able to look beyond our immediate circumstances, are the immediate pleasures or those things that can get in our way, that when we're able to look beyond and see that spiritual realm, we have an epiphany, an awareness of something beyond that spiritual life, and it nourishes us like nothing else can. It gives us that spiritual life, that spiritual peace that only God can offer, and we have that epiphany. And what can bring us that epiphany? What can bring us that moment of clarity? How can we find that? And various people have various times when we see that. And that light turns on. And the dawn will come. And as it says in their first reading, the Lord will shine on you in radiant beauty. And we have moments of clarity. Certainly God is always shining on us and always there with us. But it's only us that sometimes are able to see it. And it takes circumstances to bring us to that point, to bring us to our knees. Sometimes it's a retreat. We have a great retreat called Cornerstone that so many people have talked about how they have seen that light, that truth, that spiritual life so evident, so clear. Sometimes it's at the moment of tragedy, moment of heart attack, somehow. Reading Steve Jobs' book, and colorful character, amazing man, and in some way saw that on his deathbed as his sister kind of talked about at his eulogy, that he just saw that beauty, that He believed in God, he said 50%. He hoped that there was a God, and he said that sometimes he felt that maybe there was just a light switch and it was off. But he said that that's why no Apple products have light switches. Because he wanted to believe, he believed in God. And at the end of his life, he had this great experience of seeing beyond. And so we are also called to see beyond, see the other side, and that brings us great joy and great blessing. See beyond the material things of life and receive that great blessing. God has bigger hands than we do. And if we just grab at everything that we can see that we think it's going to bring us happiness, some ways, some of these things just bring us more emptiness. But it's God's gift. He has a bigger hand than us, and he drops great blessings in our laps, in our lives. So let us reflect on this great season and see the wonderful gifts of this great season. I know sometimes it's a hard thing. Some of us are experiencing great joy of finding out pregnancy. Some of us have just had our newborn babies. And let us all just be mindful and look beyond. Realize that it's not just this moment, but God wants to shine on us every day. So let us be present to those moments of grace in prayer and in joy and Mass is offered every day. And just be mindful and aware of that light that shines on us in radiant beauty.